This is Anne-Marie, and you're listening to Letters to My Daughters. These letters are written by a loving mother, sharing her life, heart, emotions and experience with her daughters who are just becoming women.
My dear Gulia, how are you? And how's Timor? Thanks for your letter. My heart leapt with joy as I read it. I got myself some tea, sat down, and imagined that you were sitting with me, drinking tea and chatting, just like the old days. I miss you. Your sisters miss you, as does your dad. I'm so glad to hear you're enjoying your new life with Timor. He's such a lovely man, and it sounds like he's taking very good care of you. These early days in a marriage are so precious, Gulia. Every woman knows that once the pressure of housework and children arrive, it's very hard to have quality time with your husband. So make sure you cherish each moment. And what about his family? Are they treating you well? His parents seem to be kind, so my hope is that they're treating you with respect and love. Thanks for asking after your Auntie Fatma. I went to see her a few days ago. She said her husband was at work, but I could tell she was lying. He was probably out drinking again. She tried to put on a brave face, but I could see she'd been crying. It must be so hard for her trying to provide for her family when her husband spends the little money they have on alcohol. Still, we did have a good chat, and I felt she opened up to me a little. I managed to persuade her to call the number I gave her. They can help and support her, which is just what she needs. I'll let you know what happens. So let me tell you about your sisters. It's now been 4 weeks since you got married and left us. Can you imagine? 4 weeks already! At first, the house felt so empty without you. Nargis and Serena just moped about for days. They missed you so much. But then as the days went on, they started to get back to normal. I think they realised that life goes on without you here. And then, of course, Nargis had to prepare for her exams. So she had to put all sad thoughts out of her mind and just concentrate on learning as much as she could. She was very nervous and at times very tense because of the pressure. You know what it was like for you. Studying for exams is a hard time. The best thing that Dad and I could do was just try and support her. And when she was rude, understand that it wasn't her normal self, just the strain. Most evenings, just before she went to sleep, I would slip into her room to sit with her and pray with her. She doesn't say much to me about those times. But once recently, I heard her telling a friend that in difficult times, no matter what we're going through, Easter can help us. And then she offered to pray for her friend. Her exams are finished now, and she's pleased with the results. She worked hard and deserved to do well. Now she can take a break and then think about going back to school after the summer vacation and finishing her education. She has such dreams, this middle daughter of ours. She dreams of going to university, to become a doctor. Such lofty dreams for a girl. But Dad and I feel that we should help her to achieve them and give her the chance. But that means trying to find money. Most of our neighbours would borrow the money, and we don't want to do that. But then what's the alternative? Zarina is growing up. Imagine she's going to be 13 on her birthday next week. Nearly a young woman already. I still remember the day she was born. When your dad and I saw that it was another girl, we were so happy. But I do remember many of the women looking at me with sadness, not saying anything, but thinking, oh yes, I guess their thoughts because it's so common. Oh, your husband won't be happy with you bringing another girl into the world. Or, What are you doing wrong in life not to be blessed with boys? They were so surprised at your dad's reaction. He picked her up and started to thank God for her right there and then in the hospital. And he's never expressed regrets at not having sons, not once. The way people think here is that boys are much more important than girls, but that's not God's way. In the Injil, it's written that all men, and that means women too, are made equal and in the image of God. When Isa lived on this earth, he encouraged all children to come to him, and I'm sure that meant the girls as well as the boys. Isa went out of his way to show women how special they were to him. Do you remember that story about Isa meeting the woman from Samaria at the water well? You know, it wasn't just a coincidence. He'd gone there especially to meet her. Normally, women went to fetch water in one large group, usually first thing in the morning while it was still cool. But not this woman. She was fetching water at the hottest point of the day. She was on her own too. No other women were with her. We don't know the reason why she was completely alone, but it was probably something to do with her lifestyle. She'd had many husbands, you see, which made her an outcast. But Isa still went out of his way to meet her and treated her with love and respect. And as a result of that encounter, this nameless woman's life was completely changed. She began to follow Isa and then brought many people from her village to him too. If God thinks women are special, then shouldn't our own fathers and husbands treat us in the same way? I pray that every woman in our country will know how much God loves her. No matter what others say, God loves and accepts us in the same way as he does our men. Nothing can stop us women coming to him. We're his precious jewels. Equality before God. What a wonderful thought. I met an old friend yesterday. You know her. In fact, she used to be your teacher. She told me how much her life has changed recently because of what God has done. It's Anna.
I was a very strong woman when I was in my early 40s. I'd achieved many things in my life. I was the director of a school with 400 pupils. I had 2 children and lived with a man. On the surface, I seemed to have it all. A man that looked after me, even though he was married to another woman. I had 2 lovely children, only one of whom was from this man, and a job I loved. I had everything I wanted, and I was proud of all my achievements. But there were dark clouds lurking over this bright picture. A shadow I couldn't quite identify. Everything was fine, wasn't it? Deep inside, I knew there was something wrong. I began having doubts about the relationship I was in. Was living together the same as being married? Was I his wife, even though we were not married? It was a difficult situation, and yet I still felt I had a lot to be grateful for. However, one day my life changed completely. A neighbour invited me to a meeting in her home with other women. At first I said no, but she kept insisting. So I finally said yes and went. That became the day that my life turned around. I learned about this man called Isa, and I decided to believe in him. On my way back home, I suddenly realised I didn't want to live with my man anymore, whom I wasn't married to anyway. So I decided to break off the relationship. When I arrived home, I told him to pack up his stuff and leave, as our relationship had no future. My relatives were shocked and just couldn't understand me at all. They were very worried and kept asking, "Who will take care of you and your children? Who will support you?" I knew it was a huge disgrace to be a single mother. Without a man by my side, people would just assume I'm a prostitute with illegitimate children. My relatives wanted to protect me and them from that shame. I was afraid too. Of course, I didn't want to end up trapped in poverty, like so many single mothers do. But deep in my heart, I kept praying to Isa to look after me and my children. I put all my trust in him. In the Injil, it is written that those who put their trust in God will never be put to shame. And that's what happened to me. Isa became my provider and cared for all my needs, just like a loving father. Gradually, my worries reduced and I could breathe again freely.
Isn't that great? I'm so happy for her. It's not often we hear about a woman telling her man to leave. Usually a woman puts up with many wrongs for the sake of her children. She even covers up her husband's wrongdoings. Just look at your Auntie Fatma. But Anna must have seen something very special in Isa, which made her trust him. Like Anna, our lives could be changed so much if we learnt to trust Isa too. I know that's not easy. Some of us are so used to our menfolk lying to us and letting us down that we're afraid to trust anyone. But Isa's different. He's completely faithful and will never desert us. I pray that you and Tima will always have a strong relationship based on trust. Listen, I wanted to ask, have you done much cooking yet for your new family? I'm guessing not, as you say Tima has been spoiling you a lot, which is great, but I'm sure you'll be wanting to impress him with your cooking. You know the key to a man's heart is through his belly. Besides, your mother-in-law will probably be expecting you to help out more in the kitchen as well. It's good she's not burdened you with it straight away and has allowed you to settle in first. Do you remember my friend Gillian, who's a nurse and midwife? Well, she was telling me about the many health problems that women suffer from. A lot of it is caused by poor diet and cooking habits. For example, cooking with sheep's fat is very popular and many women believe it's good to feed it to their newborn babies as well. Can you believe it? That's just wrong information being passed on from one generation to another. The truth is, eating fatty meat is really bad for our hearts and blood pressure, and we definitely shouldn't be giving it to babies. Gillian is such a wise woman. She advises just to use a little fat in cooking, not large quantities like we're used to. It's okay to discard some of the fattier sections of the sheep and cook with the leaner parts. The food will still be tasty and will be much healthier for everyone. You're young, Gulia, and it's good for you to start your married life with the right information, and then you can pass it on to your friends and neighbours. Remember, as the woman in the family, if you're healthy and have a good diet, then it'll enable you to look after your entire family better. We're so excited that you're coming home to celebrate Zarina's birthday. It will be good to see you and Timur again. I often think about you and wonder what you're doing and how you're getting on. Do write soon. I miss you, my dear daughter, and send you lots of love. Mum.
Thank you for listening to Letters to My Daughters. Please feel free to contact me if you have any questions or would like more information. I would love to hear from you. You can email me at ltmd.radio@gmail.com.